I'm thrilled to spend some time with a well-known Midwestern duo this evening. They sing and write music and both play multiple instruments. They cross genres, they cross the Atlantic, and they're cancer activists and run the White Crow Conservatory, one of Michigan's premier folk venues. But it's probably Irish-American music they're best known for. Welcome, Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler.
Thanks Hi. For having us.
Thanks for coming through Madison. You're doing a bit of a tour
we
of
love
the Midwest.
Madison. Yeah. Wisconsin. That's where Dolly's from, right? Dolly Madison.
Oh, well, indirectly.
Yeah.
We are named for the president.
That's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're here because you're doing a tour of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in Minneapolis, and you've come through Chicago and so
That's
forth.
Right.
And the theme of immigration runs through a lot of the music that you do. And why don't we start with a song?
We are. We're going to start with Galway Bay, and it's not one of mine, but it's just a love song. And it's a song about a young individual who comes into this country, but he comes into Chicago and not into New York, which I think is another twist. So whenever we play through Chicago and the Midwest, we always like to try to include this song, so that's what we're going to do.
This is Galway Bay.
It's far away I am today from scenes I've roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. No time, nor tide, nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. A prouder man, I'd walk the land with health and peace of mind if I might toil and strive and moil and cast one thought behind. Oh, it would be the world to me, its rank and richery, if memory were lost of thee, my own dear Galway Bay. Soon be clay.
to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler. They are a duo that write and perform together. And you also run a business together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
A music-related business. And I wanted to ask about that. That's the White Crow Conservatory. And holy cow, looks like you have an awful lot going on in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yes.
To say the least, yeah.
You
yeah,
created really a whole do. Community of folk and acoustic activity there. Tell us a little bit about
what
you're doing.
Well, you know, Saginaw, I think, kind of gets a bad rap. You know, it's a great place to live. You know, we're only 5 hours from Chicago and 7 hours from a place like Madison, Wisconsin. And we've always been interested in bringing other performers into our community. And before we had the Crow, what we would do was we would just go to different bars and places like that and ask if we could bring a performer in and have a concert night. But that was a hard thing to do all the time, you know, especially when you're bringing in performers who like a listening audience or they didn't want smoke and things like that. So we thought, you know, why don't we look for a building of our own, you know, something large enough so we can have a venue. We have live music there. We bring in performers from all over the world, and we have live music there all year long. We have teachers that teach out of there, all stringed instruments, as well as percussion and voice. So there's a lot going on at the Crow.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. And speaking of instruments, Ziggy, you were playing bouzouki on that last song, and
yes.
And I see you've picked up the mandolin. I wanted to ask about the bouzouki in Irish traditional music. You know, that's started as a Greek instrument, didn't it?
Originally a Greek instrument, of course, and it works so well because you can get a lot of the drones, sort of like the bagpipes and that sort of thing going on, which is, and of course they changed it a lot, you know, instead of a bowl back, it's got a flat back, and it's just a lovely instrument. You know, I mean, years ago, you know, you had a lot of traditional fiddle music, and then, you know, all of a sudden they started making accordions, and accordions, you know, were nothing, and all of a sudden they became like big in how many cultures the music.
Right, that was what late 19th century, early 20th,
yeah,
even, and
yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Now they feel it traditional.
Came
don't
across
they?
A yeah. lot of ships, you know, a lot of mm-hmm. families brought accordions as mm-hmm. well as
That's
fiddles,
right.
And I think other instruments are like that too. You know, you're like all of a sudden here's an instrument. Hey, we got something new to express ourselves mm-hmm. on, and
yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, banjo too. You hear in Irish music.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And banjo has such a deep, rich history. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
Okay. Well, we'll do one of my own. This one is called "Immigrant Heart," and it really, I think, the song really reflects not just about how the families here are affected by immigration, because when you're growing up in a home with grandparents or parents that have immigrated from another country, there are things, you know, that you don't understand as a child. You know, you don't understand that there's this huge hole mm-hmm. in the fabric of your family mm-hmm. because you've never met these people, and sometimes they don't even talk about these people because the pain is so, you know, entrenched in them that it's hard mm-hmm. to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot of yearning but, and
yeah.
a lot of
especially in the day, you know, when they were immigrating into this country in the early 1900s, we didn't have the luxury of I'll just take a plane home, you know, yeah. every year, every 6 months, or
right.
I'll just call them on the phone, or I'll Skype them, or I'll
right.
email them.
Yeah.
You didn't have that.
No, they left it all.
They left it all, and very often they never saw their family again.
It's called Immigrant Heart.
Immigrant Heart.
This is Susan O'Rourke and Zig Zeitler.
Like stones on land, the faces of loved ones stayed firm in their minds, and they strained to hear as voices called out while they sailed from their sight. And low in the wake of the ship that was leaving stood a family now shattered and battered and scarred. for their loved ones were off on a ship bound for Brooklyn, with the rest to remain back in Old Castle Bar. From a sea of fear, their comfort came, knowing so many before had left loved ones dear to search out a life on American shores. And the sight of the moon hanging low over Brooklyn, well, it seemed like a dear friend from Old Castle Bar. Still recalling its light on the bogs and the pastures, while here in New York shone on concrete and tar. Sight of the moon hanging low over Brooklyn, well, it seemed like a dear friend from Old Castle Bar. Still recalling its light on the bogs and the pastures, while here in New York shone on concrete and tar. As the years wane on and families gather, their old and their young, you can still feel loss at names never spoken on tips of their tongue. Though their journeys are long, full years in the making, still their tender young souls never traveled that far. While their feet found their way to the paved streets of Brooklyn, their immigrant hearts never left Castle Bar.
Immigrant heart, and it's such so evocative. It gives you this picture in your mind of mm-hmm. the lights shining off of New York and how different that must have been. It strikes me as I watch you play mm-hmm. That you have so much going on in terms of your heritage and traditional music, mm-hmm. but you're also very rooted in the here and now, and
oh, yeah.
you incorporate your mm-hmm. current experiences in everything that you do. And that little pink capo on the end of your guitar mm-hmm. is part of your experience.
That's right.
And why don't you talk about that a little
well,
bit?
Well, you know, it was actually 2006. It was the day after St. Patrick's Day. It was a Monday afternoon that I went in for my mammogram. And they told me that it didn't look good. And that was a Monday. By Thursday, I was having a biopsy. And they told me it just wasn't good. So we went in for a double mastectomy and a very aggressive chemo. And I'm here, you know, and that's all part of it.
12 years later.
No, it's actually only been 5.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm still, what
yeah,
am I
but
thinking?
I'm looking yep. forward to 12,
12
too.
Yeah,
so
right.
But I don't want to just blink it away.
2012. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, it's been a long journey. I mean, that changes everything. You know, you think you understand, you know, where you are in life until somebody says to you, you might not be here in a few months. You know, my family and friends were kind of bugging me, you should write a song about cancer. And, you know, I didn't feel up to writing a song about cancer. And, you know, I have kind of a wry sense of humor. And what I tell people about that is that, you know, I couldn't write a song about cancer because nothing rhymes with cancer except for Prancer, Dancer, and Schnancer. I didn't think I'd make a really nice Christmas song. So, you know, I procrastinated. And then one day, the song Another Day came to me. It was very quick, like a lot of my songs. I write very fast. And from that point on, we ended up getting involved in other types of fundraisers, not just cancer, but Another Day was picked up for a CD, a compilation CD to raise money for the homeless or for leukemia and all different kinds of things. And we're kind of well-rooted into that whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't we focus on something really happy? What would you like to do next?
You know, we're going to do a song called Our Fa La La Lo. I know those are hard words to remember, but you could sing along if you wanted to, Stephanie. And it's actually a Scottish sing-along song. And on Chance the Arm, that's the new CD, this song is on there. It's actually the first cut, and we have our daughter, 16-year-old daughter, singing mm-hmm. harmony to it, along with a whole group of her friends. So it's a whole lot of fun. But it's called Our Fa La La Lo.
What's that?
Yep.
There's a lilt in the song I sing, there's a laughter and love, there's a tang of the sea in blue from heaven above. Of reason there's none, and why should that whether the blood be Highland, Lowland, or no, and whether the skin be black or white as a snow, of kith and of kin, where one be it right, be it wrong, as long as our voices join the chorus of song. A fa la la lo, ho-ro, a fa la la eh, a fa la la lo, ho-ro, a fa la la eh, a fa la la lo, ho-ro, a fa la la eh, fa la lee, fa lo, ho-ro, a fa la la blood be Highland, Lowland, or no, and whether the skin be black or white as a snow, of kith and of kin, where one be it right, be it wrong, as long as our voices join the chorus of song. A fa la la lo, ho-ro, a fa la la eh, a fa la la lo, a fa la la eh, a fa la la lo, a fa la la eh, fa la li fa lo, a fa la la eh, a fa la la lo.
Tapping kind of a song. That's really nice. That was Susan O'Rourke is the singer, and she's playing guitar. And for that one, Zig Zeitler was back with the bouzouki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's on their new CD, which is called Chance the Arm. And you can find information about that CD at Smokin' Sled Dog Records. And that's S-M-O-K-I-N, I believe, right?
That's right, Smokin'. Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a link on our website at simplyfolk.org to your website. So mm-hmm. you certainly are known in this area, and I know my predecessor Tom Martin Erickson mm-hmm. has had you as guests and
yes.
played your music, but you also
yeah.
have gone over across the Atlantic and done
yep.
some playing over in Ireland.
Yeah, we're pretty We're well received in Ireland, you know. Yeah.
Now, do you do American music in Ireland and Irish music in America?
We do everything in Ireland, believe it or not. You know, here in America, it seems like we're a little bit more restrictive about what we think of as Irish music. But when you go to Ireland and you go to a session, you know, just as an example.
Like a pub session.
If you go to a pub session here in the United States, a lot of them are pretty restrictive. You know, we can't really have another guitar. And no singing and no this and no that. But, you know, you go to Ireland and you have a session and, you know, it's a totally different ball game. It's really about sharing.
Anything goes.
And, you know, at the very first session we were ever at in Ireland, someone stood up and sung Red River Valley.
No kidding.
And House of the Rising Sun, that was another one. And, you know, things like that. But they're very gracious as a culture and very open to everything. And they just love music of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
let's go.
Back across to Ireland one more time. We have time for one more song.
Okay, well, you know, I'm known for singing the most sorrowful, miserable Irish ballads ever written.
Lamenting and crying.
That's really my joy. Because I like giving pain, I guess.
That's why they like Guinness.
So I'm going to finish off our set here today with just a fabulous ballad. And I think there are a couple of different titles to it, but I've recorded it under the title Derry Street. And it's about a street in Derry where it was a popular hanging place for the Irish.
Oh.
And not necessarily because they were criminals, but because they just had kind of the dumb luck of being born Irish.
We're not talking about hanging
Irish.
Out, we're talking about hanging.
Yeah, they're hanging.
Death by
but
hanging.
They had an odd tradition in that on the day of your hanging, if you were from a family of monetary standing, someone could show up on the day of your hanging and buy you back down, which I think is intriguing because that meant you really had to have all those family feuds patched up all the time, you know. But this is about a young man who is sentenced to hang on Derry Street, and he's hoping beyond all hope that his lover shows up in time with a pardon. So apparently he didn't have the money. So
oh dear.
That's the name of the song, though, Derry Street.
After the morning, there comes an evening. And after evening, another day. And after false love, there comes a true love. I'll have you listen now to what I say. I swear my love is the fire. Young man, as fair as any the sun shines on. But how to save him, I do not know this, for he has a sentence to be hung. As he was marching the streets of Derry, he kept a lonely watch for me, and he looked more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. Oh, where's my love? She is so long a coming. Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or scandal to see me die upon the gallows tree? Around and he saw her coming, and she was dressed all in woolens fine. The weary steed that his love was riding, it flew more swiftly than the wind. a cruel gallows. I have your pardon from the king. I'll let them see that they dare not harm you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of greens. I'll let them see that they dare not harm you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of greens.
Well, that's a happy ending.
Yeah, it's one of the few that end well.
A song called Derry Street. Traditional Irish ballad sung by Susan O'Rourke with Zig Zeitler playing the bouzouki. Thank you both very, very much for coming.
We're so happy to come.
Thank you.
Playing on Simply Folk. We really appreciate sharing your time and your talent with us.
Yeah, it's always nice to be here on this side of the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We need to build a bridge.
Yes, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
It would shorten the drive.
And your new CD is called Chance the Arm, C-H-A-N-C-E, and that'll be out in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And listeners can find more information on our website at simplyfolk.org. Right. There's a link to your website, which is smokinsleddogrecords.com.
Right.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'll be back with a little more traditional music just after this on Wisconsin Public Radio.